Welcome, 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 welcome back to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm here. I'm back. I'm black. I'm excited to be here. Welcome. Have a seat. Roll up. Smoke something. Not hookah if you're a man. Do not smoke a hookah. I want a mint tip, strawberry tip. Stop that bullshit. Sip something or light up some incense. Whatever your vice is. If you're not into the libations, just sit back, relax, and, you know, get with your boy. You know me, I don't hold y'all long. Pause. Yeah, I'm back. Just hold on. Let me get comfortable in this booth. Woo! Feels good to be back. I know y'all missed me. You know what? I appreciate you guys again for appreciating me and my content. Because I could leave for a while on this thing and you guys would be in my DMs or my texts. Where the fuck is the podcast? Y'all apologize, man. It's all me. Life happens. I just, you know, I had things to take care of. Yeah, but I'm here nevertheless. I'm going to do my best to get more episodes going for y'all. I'm going to do my best to get back on this microphone because I actually miss hearing my voice on this microphone. So while I've been gone, you know, a few things happened. But I'm going to just talk about what happened like a couple days ago because on the internet, you know, it's a frenzy. Things go fast. News is like 24 hours on the internet. Pusha T, Jim Jones. Rather Jim Jones and Pusha T. Let me say this. So a recent clip popped up with Jones. He was talking. He feels that Pusha T is not a top 50 MC. And then he went on, blah, 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 blah. I've been having Twitter debates. People have been baiting me in conversations lately with this whole Jim Jones thing. Jim Jones has actually been consistent. Dope albums, doing his thing. You know, Jimmy's been doing his thing, putting out dope projects. But Jim Jones has to be smoking the heroin that Nicky Barnes sold in Harlem if he thinks Pusha T is not a top-tier MC, top 50 MC. I don't know if it's jealousy. To my knowledge, Jimmy's pen isn't his pen. To my knowledge, I don't know. It's alleged. I heard he had ghostwriters. Stack wrote. They said Fred the Godson wrote. Max B also penned some hits for Jimmy. I don't know. Because miraculously, Jimmy has become one of the better MCs in New York City. And I'm not taking shots at Jones. It just is what it is. He went from, like, you know, a G League player to the starting five. And I'm not upset at that. I think Jimmy makes good records. But a Pusha T, he could never be. I don't know where this is stemming from until I went to Drake's IG and I saw Jimmy on there. Jimmy, if you just want the Drake feature, just say that, bro. If you want the Drake feature, just say that. Say, hey, I'm trying to get down with Drake. You know, ever since Jimmy performed a level of treason years ago when he hit that stage with G-Unit, can we really trust Jim Jones? Killer Cam is your man. Regardless of what's going on, you would never see Tony Ayo get on the stage with any of 50's enemies. Any of 50's enemies. You would never see Tony Ayo get on a stage with Rick Ross. Tony Ayo get on the stage with Fat Joe at the time. That's not happening. So that already showed me the type of person Jim Jones is. You beefing with Cam, you know Cam and 50 is beefing. Why the fuck would you get on stage with that? And then he said on a ball with the joint, where he got a new tape out with Hitmaker, you know, a.k.a. formerly known as, you know, Young Berg. It's pretty good. Jimmy's rap, I think he basically said a line like, you know, him and Killer, you know, they see each other, they say what's up, but they're not really that close. I can't blame Cam. I would never be that close with you either. But let's get back to this Pusha T thing we talking about here. We're going to cut the cap. Jimmy, everything you said in that video, I'm going to refute. Because you were bringing up non-irrelevant things that had to do with rapping. You were bringing up fashion and all this other shit. Nigga, nobody give a fuck about that shit. First of all, nobody cared about that rock and roll shit that you was doing. Let's be clear. Nobody cared about that shit. And the reason half of the world was wearing Bape and BBC paws was because of the clips. Weezy wasn't doing it. Remember, they had a record called Mr. Me Too because Weezy started dressing like them. And speaking of the clips, let's talk about the clips. Lord willing, hell hath no fury till a casket drops. The Clips have a masterpiece in Hell Hath No Fury. Some say the first album, but I say the second one, masterpiece, five mics. Pusha T's solo career. Pusha T got bars, my nigga. You got top tier MCs that want to rap with this guy. He took down Drake, the mighty, mighty corporation Drake, to a point where Drake couldn't even respond. Jim Jones? Pusha T wrote the jingle for McDonald's. I'm loving it. Yeah, I didn't know that. Now he writes the theme song for Arby's and then took a jab at McDonald's. Like who? Pusha T, Jimmy? Pusha T? Have you heard these albums? The Re-Up Gang mixtapes? Jimmy, what are you talking about? I'm as New York as they come, but Jimmy, sometimes you got to hit the brakes and think about what you're saying here. I don't even think Pusha T is going to address Jim Jones. Jim Jones is small potatoes, against a top tier MC like Push. If you want the OVO feature, just say that, Jim. If you want the feature from Drake, just say that. I'd rather you be like, yeah, I'm trying to get that Drake feature. I'll be like, all right, I see what he's doing. You don't have to go at Push. Push is, and Push, I think they robbing him. He's top, maybe top 20, top 30 MC. That's just me because I listen to the Clips. I listen to Pusha T. Pusha T spit that shit. Drug dealing aside, ghostwriting aside. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, come on, I'm not going to do that today. He sat Drake down, my nigga. To a point Drake had to run to James Prince. Pusha T with that pig pen mentality. I tell Drake don't even respond to him. My nigga, your boy got clapped on wax, boy. Nobody wanted that smoke with Pusha T. Jimmy, if I was you, I would get all my ghostwriters in the room right now and write the best bars of your life just in case. Just in case Pusha T might want to. But I don't think Pusha T is going to address Jim Jones. Might throw a bar, but that bar is going to open up the floodgates for Jimmy to drop a whole record, and then Pusha's just going to tear him up. But I don't really think Pusha's going to waste any time on Jim Jones. Like, if that's what Jimmy is trying to do, I see you in the picture with Drake. Just get the feature, bro. I like Jimmy. This is why this is not, this is like unbecoming of Jim Jones. Sounded like a hater on there. You could never be a top 100 MC, Jim Jones. Like, I can't wrap my finger around this one. I can't pause. That sounded crazy. Now, speaking of pause, it is what it is. It's the best damn sports show. We got to talk about that shit. And I'm so happy to see Cameron and Mace together. Their chemistry on that show, you can tell those two genuinely love each other because the laughs are not forced. They just have their thing together, man. I'm happy it's Cam and Mace, man. Is Jim Jones jealous of that? That's the question. Your man Cam is over there doing his thing. He said, nah, I ain't going to do a podcast talking about gossip. I'm a grown man. What I care about what's going on. I can't, I'm not going to interview niggas. I'm going to do what I do best. Show my personality and do what I do best. Sports. Killer Cam and Mace. That's the combo I didn't know we needed. I tune in. They're on episode 7. I watch every episode of this. I don't miss an episode. It's entertaining. It's unpolished. I like the fact that it's unpolished. They cursing on the show, giving sports takes, saying pause. It's everything you would expect Cam to do a sports show on. I'm digging it. I'm digging the vibe. I think it's the best show out, honestly. It's a breath of fresh air. When have you seen, imagine Cam on SportsCenter being Cam. That's what it is. Cam is doing what he does best, talk his shit, He gets to be with his buddy Mace, which is beautiful. I'm loving it. They better not change that fucking show because that's my show and I love it. I could watch that shit all day. And I like the fact that it's not polished. The fact that it's not polished is what I like. Speaking of sports, Caitlin Clark in Iowa. Angel Reese, LSU. The Bayou Barbie. The whole sports world's been talking about it. Women's basketball is in a resurgence. Shout out to those beautiful ladies. Caitlin Clark is nice. We just want to say that off rip. Here's my take on this. I'm sure y'all heard a million takes, but here's my take. America hasn't had a dope white player with a magnitude as high as Larry Bird. You've had European players, but they're not American white. Jason Williams was nice, but he wasn't Larry Bird nice. Caitlin Clark has a chance to be one of the greatest basketball players ever, period. She's nice. She's white, pure American. White people watched it. They loved it. They said, oh shit, it's one of us now. Now we can stand by it. But nah, we have something to say. Caitlin Clark went off. She started doing the yayo dance, which originally was started by Flavor Flav. So we were not going to call it the John Cena. This is what we're not going to do. I'd rather y'all call it the yayo dance. Flavor Flav did it first, but yayo took it to another level. We're going to give Tony Yayo his, props, man. I love Tony Yayo. Shout out to Tony Yayo. But Caitlin Clark talked big shit, as she should. She nice. She talked that shit. She's shooting threes from by the fucking logo and shit. She talking shit. She like, what's up? I'm better than you doing all this shit. It's cool when she does it. Nobody saying nothing. Nobody call her ghetto. Nobody said she's a thug. Nobody's cursing her out. The minute the Bayou Barbie, Angel Reese, who's a champion, she's not ringless, starts doing it, it's a problem. They call her classless. This is a 20-year-old girl. I'm a father. I'm a father of a teenage girl. So I took offense when these motherfuckers got on these platforms. The owner of Barstool Sports, where Gillian Wallow is signed. I'm not even going to say that motherfucker's name. And that motherfucker on Twitter, I went after his ass. He said she's classless. All this shit, cursing this girl. She's a teenager. But nobody said nothing when Caitlin did it, right? I'm Team Angel Reese all fucking day. When I seen that girl, I seen my daughter. I said, damn, that could have been my daughter y'all was talking about. And then, get this, I'm sure y'all heard, Biden's wife wanted to invite Iowa to the fucking White House. This is how I knew it was on some other shit. This is where we are. We know what that's about. Your beloved white girl got smoked. She got beaten. She dropped 31. She got busy, though, but she lost. 31 and an L. She lost, and y'all couldn't handle it. So y'all called the girls of LSU. Y'all called them ghetto. Y'all called them classless, especially Angel Reese. Y'all targeted her because she did the same shit Caitlin did, but everybody have a problem when she did it? We know what that's about. We know what that's about. I need to know where Angel Reese, when the jerseys go available, I'm buying them. Get a couple for my daughters. I hate that. Why does it all, but you know what? This country's always been racist. So when it trickles over to sports, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. But to all you motherfuckers that has something to say to a teenager, she's a teenager, she's a kid. Y'all call her classless. Y'all were going in about her her eyelashes. Guess what? She's a national fucking champion. And it ain't shit you could do about it. So I was on the phone with my OG, you know, shout out to Ryan Smith, the greatest producer. He was like, oh, she shouldn't be answering back, blah, blah, blah. Nah, my nigga, I disagreed. I disagreed with him. I said, yo, she's in a place where she's defending herself. Everybody always got something to say to her. But why is it when black girls do something, it's always, oh, they have to, oh, they mustn't. Fuck that. Black girls talk y'all shit. Wear y'all braids, wear y'all weave, talk y'all shit, get on that court and bust ass. I'm riding with y'all. I was mad. Me and him were going back and forth. He was like, yo, she shouldn't answer. Yes, she should. One, she's a teenage girl. She's still a teenager to me. Yeah, she's going into adulthood. Yeah, she's an adult. She's 6'3". She's in college. Fine. But that's still a young lady. Why the fuck are y'all talking to her like that? I'm sure she get emotional when she's answering. She's on Twitter. She's still young. Y'all calling her all these names. Y'all don't expect her to react? Yes, react. And I'm going to be right there. Imagine what her parents are going through. I'm looking at it from the eyes of a parent. I'm like, yo, fuck that. You got to get into protective mode. Shout out to Shaq for cursing that bat. I don't even want to say that bastard's name on my show. That motherfucker. He ain't even properly apologized. He's but you know what? Fuck your apology. We need to get him off of Twitter because I've seen black people do less and get their accounts taken away. This white man cursed this 20-year-old girl out. Called her all types of whatevers. And nobody said nothing. See, I don't like that. That's what I'm saying. Equal smoke for everybody. And again, this ain't personal to Caitlyn, but we know what this is about. How you inviting the losers in Iowa? It's a pretty white state. Oh, we want to invite all of them to the White House. For my years of watching sports, I never saw losers go to the White House. This is where we are. How the fuck they gonna go to the White House? And Angel was right. She was like, fine, I'm not going. I mean, now her, she retracted, said she's going to go. Fine. I guess some pressure came down from up top. I get it. She had to. Me personally, I wasn't going. I'd have been like, I'm good. Y'all got who y'all want. Go ahead. This is America. No matter what level you at, they're going to show you still an N-word. LSU, I'm riding with y'all. Shout out to Coach Dawn Staley because she was talking about it. She was like, yo, why y'all? Listen, matter of fact, if I could find it, I'll put it on. But if I can't, I want y'all to go look at what Dawn Staley said during the press conference, man. Shout out to her. She was a great basketball player during her day, and she's a coach now. Shout out to her, man. It's just fucked up what black women got to go through. On every aspect of life, not just sports. It's always something. And I just wish everybody would, you know, if you're going to defend them, don't put an asterisk on it. But she said, no, fuck that. Let's meet the smoke with smoke. I hate the fact the black girls always got to turn it down. And this is, you know, I speak to my daughters on a regular. I'm not turning my daughter's volume down. I'm not. Because if America's going to be loud, I want my daughters to be loud. Y'all already perceive them to be loud. Don't turn their fucking volume down. The goalpost always moves when it's black women. Why? I speak to my daughters about this shit all the time. Every day I remind them who they are. Be proud of that skin. Love who you are, but know that these people out here is not playing fair. And the quicker y'all know that, you know, the fall ain't going to be that hard. But they're going to try y'all. They will try y'all. Y'all out there with y'all nice hair, y'all braids. You know, yeah, it's done. It's colorful. Fuck that. Wear that shit. If it's going to make them motherfuckers uncomfortable, wear that shit. Be the fuck you. And shout out to my baby girl, my youngest. I think I said this before, but she makes the honor roll a lot. So every time she makes the honor roll, they have an assembly. So I think the principal said her name wrong. And she went up to receive her award. She tapped the principal. Yo, that's not my name. Made the principal say her name again. I said, exactly. This is how we going to do. Shout out to homegirl Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black, which I did a background job for years ago. You can check me out. Season 5, episode 12. That was me standing behind Piper's mom. But yeah, and I don't want to mess up your name, young lady. Crazy Eyes, Uzoko. Basically, she said, yo, she was telling her mother. She wrote this piece on the internet. I think her mother was like, she was like, damn, why have nobody can't pronounce my name? Should I shorten it? Blah, blah, blah. The mother said, no. They're gonna get your name right. Because if they could pronounce Goldberg and all the other names, they can pronounce your African name. And I said, fucking right. This is what I'm talking about. Even with the name, so what? We got ethnic names. Shamika. Good. Pronounce that shit correct. Fuck that. My daughter checked the principal right then and there. Say my name correct. My mother used to tell me that shit as a kid. Let them say your name right. And I always teach my daughters that. Let them say your name right. If they don't say your name right, they don't respect you. Say your name right, girls. I don't say your name wrong. That's what your name is on your birth certificates. Let people respect you. That's where the respect starts. But shout out to LSU. Angel Reese, I'm with y'all. And Gillian Wallow, I'm mad at y'all, man. I'm disappointed in y'all. I'm going to get back to that. I haven't told y'all what happened. So this is exclusive. I'm finally talking about it now. I wasn't really going to bring it up. A few weeks ago, in fact, I seen Nori. He was on a Joe Budden podcast. You know, shout out to Nori, shout out to Joe Budden. And he was talking, you know, about the passing. He took a slight shot at Combat Jack, Reggie Osei, and, you know, Loudspeaker Network, who's family to me. I was mentored by those guys. I was mentored by Reggie Osei. Rest in peace to Mr. Combat Jack. And Nori, you know, just started talking and started taking shots. And I was like, damn, Nori, this is what we doing. So me being me, I was online and I wrote to Nori. I also found a video clip when he was on the Combat Jack show years ago. And I said, man, Nori, I'm disappointed in you, man. Now, how could you go in there and play these people? And I said, I took offense to what you were saying because, you know, Reggie O said that's a mentor to me. You know, he allowed me around, you know, people close to him, had me come out. He even did my show. That man was a man of his word, came to my show, sat down with us, man, and was watching us and, you know, basically giving me mentorship. And for Nori to sit there and try to play them guys, that shit hurt me, man. So, you know, I wrote a piece for him. I said, Nori, you know, I'm very, I didn't go at Nori. This is Nori. I like Nori. I love Nori. And I wrote to Nori. I said, Nori, like, yo, I'm disappointed in you, man. How could you, Nori, basically? So I'm chilling, whatever. I put the tweet out there, not thinking nothing of it. I'm like, Nori ain't going to read that shit. So my phone started blowing up. Somebody DM'd me and another person this. And I think A. King hit me up. It's like, yo, you saw this? They put my actual tweet on XXL. And I'm like, damn. And a bunch of other people, I think Rod Digger and a host of others. But mine was like V1. And, you know, it stated what I said and, you know, had my link and everything. And I'm just like, damn, XXL, because, you know, I had my audio book out. And some of your writers, y'all know who I am. Why y'all never post my audio book? Why y'all got to post something y'all thought was a, you know, a beef or a tiff or whatever it was? Why not post my audio book? I was tight about that. You know, I was talking to people. I'm like, damn, man, like, I like XXL. I've been fucking with XXL since I was a kid. Since their first issue, they had Hov on the cover back in 96. Do y'all homework on that episode. I mean, on that that magazine, on that, the first issue. Anywho. But yeah, man, I was tight about that. I mean, the dope part is my plays went up on my audiobook because I guess people went to my profile. But I wanted me to be direct, like Doreen's favorite, Colin Biz. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yeah. But it is what it is in the world, you know. People love drama, I guess. And, you know, speaking of the album, Doreen's Favorite, it's still on, you know, every major platform. Tidal, Apple, Spotify. And I wanted to address this blue check thing. Y'all people are suckers, man. Y'all basically, y'all out here buying these blue checks. Like, really? The validity of the blue check is what now? It means shit now. Instead of going in and putting in work and getting your status up, you have 10 followers. Why do you have a blue check? These people know how to take money from y'all because I don't know the specifics behind the blue check as far as how much it costs, but I'm hearing it's a monthly payment. So basically, like, say if it's 100 million people and 50 million bought it. Damn, that's close to $8 billion a fucking year Instagram is going to make off of y'all. Y'all people sure are dumb, boy. If you are artists, why would you pay that $15? Pay that $15 to put your Facebook promo up. Get some, what you call it, YouTube ads. Like, come on. I don't get it. What are we doing? Y'all like fame that bad? Nobody still ain't gonna know y'all. If y'all ever see me with a blue check, just know I never paid for that shit. I'm not paying for a blue check. The work should have been your payment. Put in the work. We don't know who's going to be a valid brand now. Because I'm seeing bots. They're buying blue checks now. This is where we are. Everybody want to be popular. Nobody want to have no type of substance. Nobody want to have a legitimate story. You've been putting in work for 2 weeks. Yo, let me get a blue check. Yo, I'll pay that 15. I'll pay that 20. Whatever it costs. I don't know how much it costs. I got to go do homework. But I'm just seeing what I'm seeing now. Everybody popping up with a blue check now. What are we doing? Fame is a hell of a drug. Y'all want to be famous that bad instead of putting in work? Put in the work. Fuck fame, man. Fuck fame. Work is better than fame. I don't know, man. I come from a different place, man. But yeah, man, be sure to check out Doreen's Favorite. It's streaming on every platform. You know, go run my streams up. Run my streams up, man. This is how I eat. Run my streams up. Run them up. Go run up the streams on my merch. Go cop what you, yo. Cop them hoodies. Cop them sweaters. cop them tees. Run it up for your boy. You heard? But yeah, it's the New Hype Show. I'm back. You know what I mean? I'm gonna try to get some more episodes with y'all. You know, I really, the younger artists been reaching out to me, man. Yo, there's a new chick out. Her name is Scarlip. She got this New York record. It's gonna go. It's gone. Scarlip, check her out. I like her background story. I checked her out. I think Cardi should jump on that remix. But yeah, man, it's your boy. It's a New Hype Show. Yeah.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.